Good evening, my name is Andy, and I'm the editor of Rice and Zen, a Kyoto-based photo blog. Which reminds me, I have to update you on how the web situation has changed. I'm constantly juggling it around to try and make it work, and it seems that stuff about me and writing now goes onto andyheather.com, and stuff that is photographic goes onto ofriceandzen.org, and the Japanese version of the page is andyheather.com/Japanese. That seems to be the simplest way to do it for now, but yeah, trying to figure out where to put the content and for whose benefit is proving complicated because I have my fingers in too many pies right now. Well, not too many for me, but it might be confusing for people who are trying to follow along. Speaking of following along, the latest news that has been unfurling recently is the fact that I joined a Kyoto-based band called 1GK, who I've been banging on about. Now, they were already quite famous because they spawned from a very, very famous dance crew called Ichigeki, and they, Ichigeki, the R&B dance collective, came second in a world championship not so long ago, and they're still extremely well known in those circles. And Katz was the sort of leader of that band. He's a professional dancer and musical producer, and he decided to start his own band, and the lead singer got married and left, and he came to me. So I've started singing with this group, and we've started writing songs together. The first couple of rehearsals were up on YouTube for all to see, and before I joined, they had a performance arranged on the 17th of July, which just happens to be the same day that I'm taking part in Gion Matsuri. And Gion Matsuri, or Gion Festival, is the largest and most famous festival in Japan, and it is broadcast on NHK every year, and thousands upon thousands of people attend, and only one of the Yamaboko, which are portable shrines, are pulled by foreigners. The other teams are all male and Japanese, but there is one team that allows foreign people every year, and I've been lucky enough to do that for the past couple of years. So that involves getting up at 5 o'clock, meeting early at the float, doing a couple of hours preparation, and then taking part in this very solemn festival. No watches, no tattoos, no wallets, no phones, no cameras. Very strict rules. You've got to do it with a very serious attitude, because it is now a UNESCO World Heritage event. It is, the eyes of the world are on the event this year. It's the first time it's been a World Heritage event this year, so there's a lot of pressure on us to do a good job. After which, we tend to be exhausted because we've been pulling this huge wooden building excuse me, through the streets for hours. It doesn't have gears, so you have to basically drag it around corners by placing it on bamboo slats and hauling it sideways. It's an extremely physically demanding job that you have to do in straw sandals. And then afterwards, you tend to have dinner with the team and a drink, and you're pretty much wiped by 4 or 5 in the evening. However, after that, I've got to go to the live house, soundcheck set up, and start the live performance at 1 in the morning, which is going to be mainly a dance event featuring Ichigeki and the world's number one female R&B dance group, the top in the world, and our live set in the middle of that, plus a music video director who's worked with artists like Kodakumi, who is a very famous Japanese pop star, is coming to shoot some photos and videos for our first promo. He's a friend of Katz and is helping us out with our first video, so it's going to be an extremely long and extremely high pressure 24 hours, but I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to see you there at Sparkle Club in Kiyamachi in Kyoto. If you can make it on the 17th of July, let me know. I'll speak to you again next time. Thank you. Goodbye.